This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. After 7 years and more than 200 million miles, the OSIRIS-REx spacecraft is nearly back home. OSIRIS is set to fly by the Earth Sunday and drop off a sample taken from the asteroid Bennu. Sandy Friend is Mission Operations Manager for Lockheed Martin in Littleton.
They believe that Bennu is from the formation of the solar system and that this will teach us more about the building blocks or the origins of the solar system.
After flying past Earth, the OSIRIS-REx spacecraft will head for another extended mission and another distant asteroid that the craft is expected to reach in 2029. A Colorado congresswoman has a new bill to make it easier for hospitals to distribute the overdose reversal medicine naloxone. Representative Brittany Pedersen tells the story of her mother overcoming addictions, hoping it will help save lives.
I'm hoping that me sharing my story, my mom's story, will help reduce stigma, bring empathy and understanding, but it takes a lot of work to get that out there.
The bill would require government health programs to cover the cost for hospital providers to distribute naloxone. University of Colorado football star Travis Hunter could be out for 3 weeks with a lacerated liver. He was injured in a late illegal hit in last Saturday's game against Colorado State. The player who hit him, CSU senior Henry Blackburn, will not be suspended, says Rams coach Jay Norvell. CU was the winner in that game they call the Rocky Mountain Showdown. An impressive athletic performance this past weekend, a new record in the Pikes Peak ascent. That's the foot race up the slopes of Pikes Peak. 28-year-old Remy Bonnet from Switzerland reached the summit in 2 hours and 20 seconds. That beats the old record from 1993 by 46 seconds. Bonnet also won the ascent last year. Denver and Colorado Springs have the chance for rain this afternoon. It should be sunnier and warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.